You ever get like 5 seconds in your podcast, the phone rings and it's Chinese language spam? Hi, I'm Johnny Mac with take two of your daily comedy news. Stephen Colbert wondered if he should deliberately try to catch COVID. I mean, all the other late night hosts are doing it. I'm starting to think they had a secret sleepover and I wasn't invited. Soon there's going to be almost as many people in hospitals as there are TV shows about hospitals. Seth Meyers said the CDC is reportedly considering updating its coronavirus guidance to recommend that people wear N95 or K995 masks, or barring that, just 95 masks. Seth added that the CDC also issued a do not travel advisory for Canada due to an increase in coronavirus cases there. He said it's kind of like Keith Richards telling you not to hang around with that pothead from school. Colbert, the White House announced that insurers will have to cover 8 at-home virus tests per month, 8 per month, so one for every new variant. Yes, Omicron is super popular. I hear it's dating Pete Davidson. Sounds like Jimmy Kimmel will be around for some time. ABC Entertainment president Craig Urwich was talking to some guys at some sort of press junket, and he said Jimmy is the king of late night. Presumably, he meant Jimmy Kimmel. He's the longest running late night host on the air. We'll have Jimmy for as many seasons as he wants to be on the air. His tribute to Bob Saget was a great example of the unique talent that Jimmy is. Funny that he just keeps calling him Jimmy as if there's not another guy who might easily confuse you, you know? As for Kimmel's other projects at ABC, no update on new episodes of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and no updates about Live in Front of a Studio Audience. That was the show that did the live Facts of Life and Different Strokes in December. Urwich said Live in Front of a Studio Audience was one of the highlights of the year for ABC. And for me personally, it reminded me of why I got into television. I'm excited for when Jimmy and Norman Lear are ready to discuss more, but we're certainly open to more. Urwich would not confirm or deny if Jimmy Kimmel will host this year's Academy Awards, but the Academy Awards have announced they will have a host this year. Why not Jimmy Kimmel, right? Urwich is also some sort of bigwig at Hulu. He said there will be a second season of Only Murders in the Building. That's the Martin Short, Steve Martin, Selena Gomez show on Hulu that everybody likes. It's Hulu's most watched comedy series ever, including library content. Wow. The second season is in production, but no date yet. Urwich says, I can tell you I've read the first 6 or 7 scripts, and the material is terrific. Some huge news out of Atlanta. Scott Beckett, thank you for posting this on the Daily Comedy News Facebook group. This from the AJC. Veteran stand-up comic and former Metro Atlantan Ron White has told the Atlanta Journal-Constitution he's done with stand-up comedy. His Fox Theater show tomorrow night is nearly sold out. It's going to be his last ever in Atlanta. So if you're in Atlanta and you want to see Ron White, get moving. He's going to retire at the end of the year. He plans to do more shows this year nationwide and wrap it up for good on New Year's Eve. 65-year-old Ron White said, I don't think it really makes sense to anybody but me. I've been doing it 37 years. I've loved the whole ride. I just feel like it's time to put it down. I have a big year coming and that'll be it. I'm in a good place in my life and comfortable with my decision. I am surprised at this. I heard Ron White on Joe Rogan's podcast not too long ago, like November, December even maybe. And it sounded like Ron had rekindled his love for performing stand-up. He was really feeling energized about it talking to Rogan. The AJC says, for many years, Ron White lived part-time in an 11,000-square-foot mansion off a golf course in Georgia, inspired to live in the area because of his buddy Jeff Foxworthy. He sold that place in 2018 for $2.5 million. He ultimately bought a penthouse on the 22nd floor overlooking the Colorado River in downtown Austin. Ron says, it was my goal to retire in Texas. I've been coming to Austin since I was old enough to lie. Austin is so hopping with live music and great restaurants. It's grown like a weed. He even bought an additional plot of land south of Austin near a new golf course. His current place is fine, he said, but he got upset after a tenant falsely accused Ron White of not picking up after his dog, Mustard. One day, after playing golf and having had a few cocktails, Ron White entered the building and saw the Homeowners Association having a meeting. He crashed the meeting and gave them a tongue lashing for the mistake. Ron White said, it was brutal. It was ridiculous. The turd sat there in the parking lot for a week, and it wasn't my dog. The HOA hates my guts now. This is hilarious. Ron White says he enjoys the exposure he gets from being on Joe Rogan's show. We're kindred spirits. We've chosen this lifestyle. He just works way harder than I do. I didn't have that much energy when I was 18. Ron also talked about his storytelling style. He says, all his stories sound plausibly autobiographical, so my fans believe every word I say like it's a newscast. Quite frankly, some of the stories are very, very true, but some are complete figments of my imagination. He has found it odd since the pandemic. The shows sell out, but 15% of the people don't show up. I've heard that from a few comedians now. People buy tickets but don't show up. They don't ask for refunds. It's odd. Might we see one last hurrah for the blue-collar comedy guys? White says he's resisted for years in part because he feels his show has gotten way too dirty to match up with the other guy's acts. Bill Engvall is also retiring, so I don't think we'll ever see Blue Collar ride again. Also, behind the scenes, some of the business arrangements have changed over the years. I would be surprised if the four of them toured again. But who knows? Money has a way of solving things. From Variety, Aziz Ansari, who won't call you back if you help him early in his career. He won't, I can assure you of that. He announced a new Netflix special. It's called Nightclub Comedian. It'll debut on Netflix January 25th. It was filmed December of 2021 as an intimate surprise gig in New York City. Variety reports Joe Coy has landed a pilot order for his single-camera comedy, Josep. Josep will follow a recently divorced Filipino-American nurse, played by Joe Coy, attempting to navigate dating, fatherhood, and a very Filipino mother in the copywriting rule of three who loves to help. The Orange County Sheriff's Office has released some details about the death of Bob Saget. Bob was discovered by hotel security on Sunday afternoon after Saget's family requested a wellness check. The comedian was found deceased, quote, in a supine position on his bed. Supine means lying horizontally with the face and torso facing up. The responding officer reported, I checked the immediate area for signs of foul play. It should be noted none were found. The room itself was orderly, with items owned by Mr. Saget on the nightstand, television stand, closet, and bathroom. No signs of trauma were seen. Medications were present, according to the report, and it's noted that Saget's medical history is unknown. Police say no drugs were found, so don't let your mind run wild with words like medications. I take medications. I bet you do, too. The cause and manner of death are pending further studies and investigation, which may take up to 10 to 12 weeks to complete. Saget was staying at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando, Florida. He used his room key to enter his hotel room at 2:17 a.m. early on Sunday morning. Nothing crazy there. He's a comedian. Family members contacted hotel security to check on his well-being, and several attempts were made to open the door after checkout time. When security entered the room, all the lights were off. The person checked to see if Saget was breathing, but he was cold to the touch, yellow and clammy. Security called 911. We have an unresponsive guest in a room. According to the 911 call, the man from the hotel says the guest is not responsive, not breathing, and had no pulse. Saget was declared dead at 4:18 p.m. local time. Hotel management informed Saget's wife, Kelly Rizzo, of his passing. Homicide was notified, which is standard process according to Yahoo. All deaths, whether they are natural suicide, overdose, or homicide, are always looked at by the homicide unit. The nominees for the 2022 SAG Awards came out. The nominees for Comedy Series Ensemble are The Great, Hacks, The Kaminsky Method, Only Murders in the Building, Ted Lasso, I see Only Murders in the Building getting that as a Lifetime Achievement Award, Male Actor in a Comedy Series, Michael Douglas for Kaminsky, Brett Goldstein for Ted Lasso, Steve Martin and Martin Short, they'll fight it out for Only Murders in the Building, Jason Sudeikis, Ted Lasso, Male Actor. There's been a lot of buzz on Brett Goldstein, but can give it to him over series lead Jason Sudeikis. If they split the vote and Murders in the Building split the vote, does Michael Douglas get an award? We will see. Nominees for a female actor in a comedy series, Ellie Fanning for The Great, Sandra Oh for The Chair, Jean Smart Hacks, Juno Temple, Ted Lasso, Hannah Waddingham, Ted Lasso. So we split the Ted Lasso vote and we'll give it to Jean Smart for Hacks would be my guess. And finally, Drake tells us via Instagram, his longtime friend Dalton D10 Tennant has finally returned the DVDs of Chappelle's show. D10 borrowed these things 15 years ago. In an Instagram story, Drake said, I let D10 borrow this in like 07. Man sent me a text saying I can have it back now. Thanks, D10. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your pods. See you tomorrow.